Welcome back to the Batch and Arthur podcast. Yay!
Yeah, let's go.
Can't wait. What is this? Episode, thanks guys. Episode 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might have noticed I'm sat a bit cute. And I'm going to...
Did anyone say cute?
Yeah, well, everyone behind the camera said cute. But this is just more comfortable for me. And if you see my toes wriggled, please don't mention it. Because I can't help it. Physically can't help it. Okay, I've planned this episode out. Arthur has no idea what's going on. And he's planned the next one, right?
Exciting, yeah.
So the first thing I wanted to bring up and talk about with you is Tony Hawk.
Really?
Because do you remember a time when we were kids when Tony Hawk was the most famous person in the world?
Yeah.
And then he just disappeared.
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that such a weird thing?
Why did he disappear?
I don't know.
I guess it was because at the time, like, he was the best skateboarder in the world.
Yeah.
And we grew up in a real skater era, I feel.
Yeah, skating was such a big thing.
Yeah. Did you skate?
I did, and I scooted a lot.
Oh.
That's not bad. I can literally tail whip, so.
Would you skate over scoot? Yeah. Oh, I was a massive skater.
No, you
weren't.
Board
sports
really?
Were a real big thing in Jersey, so yeah. Like a tray flip, if you know what that means.
A tray flip? No, I don't know what that means. No, it doesn't sound hardcore enough for me.
It's like a kick flip, but the board does a 360 at the same time.
I feel like skaters and scooters just, people don't get along.
I feel like we're mortal enemies.
Yeah, because there's just different, it's like a different world, you know? We can't use our brakes because it'll square out the wheels.
Oh, yeah.
I say it as if I still scoot, but I don't.
Oh, I have memories of that. Because I did have a scooter when I was really young. And because I live by a beach, I used to scoot backwards and forwards to the beach.
Obviously.
Because it was downhill on the way to the beach. And I remember putting my bare foot on the brake.
Yeah.
And the back thing gets so hot.
Yeah, you can't.
Friction.
It's a big no to like use the brake because it'll just square it out.
Mm.
But basically, I just brought up Tony Hawk because of how it's just such a weird thing that he was so big and then just disappeared. And I just think he knew too much and got taken away.
Oh, is this a conspiracy theory video?
And I made it up.
And you think he's on the train. Taken away? Well, do you follow him on Twitter?
No.
He always has these interactions where like people talk about Tony Hawk to him. So he's like, I was checking in for my flight today and the lady took my passport and she went, oh, Tony Hawk, just like the skateboarder. And he's like, haha, yeah, just like the skateboarder.
See?
And this stuff happens to him all the time, but no one ever recognizes.
Yeah, I think most people, if they walk past Tony Hawk in the street, they wouldn't know it's Tony Hawk.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because he's not on a skateboard anymore. He's walking, which is weird. He shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, on another note, which is more sad, so just prepare yourself. Have you been seeing on TikTok, all I'm getting at the moment on my For You page is like dogs that are dying?
What?
It will be like a photo reel and you'll be minding your own business. You scroll, you go straight on. And it's like, oh, I picked up this 7-year-old dog. And it's like, they put text in as if the dog is saying something. And the dog's like, the dog's like, I'm sorry, I'm old. I'll please take me home. I'll give you love, whatever. And you keep scrolling and it's like, they're getting attached. And then the last one's like, sorry, I can't hold on anymore. And then it's just gone.
What?
That's all I get on my For You page now.
Are you interrupting? Well, evidently because you're scrolling to the end. So TikTok things are really interesting.
I'm also commenting on it like, oh, such a shame.
That's like the kind of stuff my mum would share on Facebook.
Really?
But it'd be like an AI dog that looks different in every photo. And it would be like, share this so I can get my dog surgery. And my mum's like...
They think it's real.
I get every now and then ones where it's like a really sick dog.
Yeah.
And it's like, all you have to do is press 4 buttons to save my dog. To make you like, comment,
yeah,
share,
true.
And I'm like, I ain't doing
you
that
do it. You don't do
no.
that. Damn.
Gotta earn it. Make the dog do a backflip and then I'll press
what
those buttons.
What if the dog can't do a backflip? The dog's got one leg and it needs surgery to get 3 more. Or two more, it doesn't have to be greedy. But then, actually, do you know what doesn't make sense though? How are they making money from that post? Because the post is never 60 seconds long.
That's true.
So you're interacting with, they just want clout. The dog just wants clout.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe the dog told them to post it for clout.
Maybe. You know what makes me sad about this type of stuff though? Because obviously I'm a big animal person. I know I don't sound like it because I just said I wouldn't help a dying dog by just pressing like on TikTok. But I do love animals and wildlife and stuff. I used to get like increasingly clickbaity type content on my like timeline on like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok and that kind of stuff. And then I found out a lot of those videos were like, they come across a puppy and it's like in the raining gutter and you know, it's been starved and stuff, that like content farms have figured out that those posts do amazingly well. And so they'll go like buy a puppy off a breeder, starve it for a few days, drop it in the gutter, run 50 yards away, turn around and go back and like go like, oh, I'm picking up this puppy, I'm saving it and like nursing it back to health. But they put it there in the first place.
That's insane.
And so loads of like wildlife charities and organizations are saying like, when you see these videos, don't interact with them. Like try not to encourage it at all, because it just is a massive incentive for people to just put animals in a horrible position so they can save them again.
That makes sense not to interact, because I guess what does interacting do anyway? They don't have to film it. They can just get the dog out of the gutter.
Yeah, they could. They
That's messed up.
And then you start clocking it and you're like, why was this person filming from 50 yards away when you could not even think that a dog's going to be down that gutter?
They knew it was down the gutter.
And,
or if they fuck up the first frame, like the first shot, they're like, oh, I'll go back.
Yeah, go back and do it again. Yeah.
Or they pull it out and they're like, oh, I wasn't recording.
Yeah.
Pull it back down, they pull it back out again.
Oh, look a bit sadder. Come on, I've starved you for 3 days.
No, I like that. I always interact with those videos though.
Yeah, I love them.
Like, oh, that's so wholesome.
There's a page called The Dodo that does them. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Great page. I think they're legit.
Yeah.
Because they like investigate in the background story.
Mm.
But I think it's the dodgy like...
Well, it's a good side hustle if you guys want to make some money on the side.
No, this is terrible advice.
Well, it's not very... what's the word? It's not overcrowded, the market. So it's a good side hustle. Get into it before other people beat you to it.
Yeah.
It's like drop shipping.
I can't believe this conversation is taking this turn.
Okay, maybe don't do that. I shouldn't be giving out bad advice, actually.
This is a terrible start to the podcast.
Okay, I'll say something.
Although I do see on TikTok, unethical money-making tips do bang.
Yes, I've seen them.
So and maybe we ditch our morals for this and no, we can't. No.
We could have a bad... Let us know if you want a bad moral episode and we'll give you guys the worst side hustles.
A bad advice.
So Arthur episode. Does some terrible side hustles on the side, which he can't say on camera.
Tell them about those.
No, they are a secret. Speaking about For You page, another thing I saw, this is more wholesome, was that it was like one of those posts where it's like pictures of nature and then like music in the background and then a guy speaking in like a deep voice. And he was saying, one day, a stranger will walk into your life and they become like the most important person in the world to you. And that could be a friend and that could be us.
No way.
That's right, yeah.
This wow, emotional.
See,
that's true.
I just want you to know you're the most important person.
When was the day you walked into my life and vice versa?
You walked into my life when you were doing the airline videos.
Oh yeah, of
you
course.
Just didn't know it yet. I was in a parasocial relationship with you for a while. You had no idea.
Probably similar with you. You just came up on my TikTok For You page.
Little did you know.
Doing little skits and funny impressions.
Little did you know how cute I'd be looking right now. Sat here wiggling my toes.
And now we've started a journey together.
Yeah, we have started a journey together.
Isn't it crazy that we could be like 90
and still
on like
doing
episode 10,000 of this podcast saying it.
Remember when we first began?
Remember.
I'll be a dirty bastard at 90.
Remember how cute I looked sat cross-legged on that sofa?
I don't think we're making it to episode 10, let alone 10,000, to be honest.
You're not enjoying it?
That's awful. Okay, it's horrible.
We could actually be doing it in space, because society will probably be there when we're old men.
We could be doing it on Mars, even.
That would be cool. Good.
We could be the first ones to do it on Mars.
Whoa.
We just got to...
Wait, what? Do what?
The podcast.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant do it on Mars.
Well...
Mars stones. Two birds with one stone.
There's no birds on Mars.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a fact. You know how I was saying last week about birds everywhere?
Yeah.
They're gone.
The birds have gone?
They're gone.
I haven't seen a bird in a while, to be fair.
Point proven. Mm. I don't know why. I don't know what they came out for and what they're leaving for.
Maybe they heard us talk about it.
That's what I'm thinking. They've watched the podcast. Well, the podcast isn't out yet.
Yeah, but they have their ways, the government, don't they?
Well, they see us walk in and out of the building.
Yeah. A bird could have followed us in.
True.
These lights are blinding. Anything could be happening right now.
Yeah, FYI, we can't see anything past the cameras.
Yeah.
And there's literally like 10,000 fans back there screaming.
They just haven't made a noise because we haven't made a funny joke yet.
Yeah.
But when there's one funny joke, you'll hear a thunderous applause.
They're not entertained yet.
Yeah.
They're getting close, I'm sure. Okay.
That one's falling asleep.
I can't see that. I've got a segment for you.
We love segments.
Yeah, we love segments. Orange segments, podcast segments, you name it. Quiche segments, we love quiche as well. It's Gaslight O'Clock.
Mm.
All right, I was going to say Gaslight Hour, but it's only an hour. Yeah, you're great at gaslighting. So I'm going to give you two statements. One is true, one is false.
Oh.
And I'm going to gaslight you into thinking the lie is the truth. At the end, I'm going to get you to say what you think is the truth.
Right, okay.
Or no, what you think is the lie.
Right.
But I know, like, just know I'm playing dirty because I'm trying to gaslight you. So I could be saying, oh, this one's true, this one's true. And then you're like, oh, I don't know which one's true then.
Oh, God, I'm not going to know.
And I'm putting this on so you can't see my face.
It's like poker face.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on a Twitch stream with the doc.
Yep. Upgraded.
You look like
him. The doc got upgraded, guys.
You could be the doc's, like, younger son.
Older father.
Oh.
Weird cousin.
Yeah.
Okay. Two statements.
This is a mental look, by the way.
Number one. I kind of like it. I was going to wear it on the way here, but I thought, because it was sunny, but I thought a bit much.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
No, anyway. I'd go for it.
We'll see.
Statement, you look like you should be wearing spandex with it, though.
You just want to see me in spandex.
And cycling really you just fast. Want to see me in
yeah, they are cycling glasses, yeah.
Are they?
They are.
There you go.
But I can't ride a bike. Okay, number one. I drink a pint of milk every morning. And number two is I can only sleep listening to rain sounds.
Right. Why do you drink a pint of milk every morning?
Good for the bones, and I like it for protein.
I get clowned on for this by my friends because I'm a big milk enjoyer. A lot of people think it's so weird to drink milk.
Yeah, it's a real divide in the world.
Why?
The udder went out of fashion and now people are milking oats and stuff like that, which I'm nothing wrong with milking oats. And also I like oat milk.
Do you?
I do like oat milk.
Find it very bland.
It's all right.
Milk is like nature's protein shake.
Breast milk.
Yeah.
In particular.
Mm. Did we speak about this last time about cow milk?
I can't remember.
I think I remember briefly saying something just like, how weird is it that like, if someone's like, I milked a human for this milk, you'd be like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, but we should be doing that, really.
Whereas if someone's like, I milked this cow, it's like, fair enough. What?
Or like,
oh, in no, that's normal. You'd be like, oh yeah, you'd be like, yeah, that's normal. I'll drink that, thank you.
Yeah.
But reality, it's like, what?
Yeah. Were you breastfed as a child?
Probably. I would imagine so.
You don't know?
No, I can't remember. What do you mean? Do you remember being 2 months old, suckling?
You do it right up to 14, mate. What do you mean? I remember it like it was yesterday.
I stopped a lot younger than that.
Everyone was trying to get me off that tea. Anyway, yeah, I actually think we should have two glasses of milk every episode and drink it.
I would, well.
But I don't know if they'll let us keep milk here because it will spoil.
The only reason I stopped was because I used to have quite like spotty skin. And when I stopped, yeah. I stopped having spotty skin.
Yeah, there is actually, if you do cut out dairy, your skin gets better.
And your skin is too good to be drinking a pint of milk every day, I think.
It's a price I'm willing to pay. Actually, you don't know what my head looks like under this hair.
Have you got one of those like really spotty foreheads under the...
No, I don't really, but I don't even have a forehead, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I do really. There's something under there. What I'm saying is... Now I messed up my hair. What I'm saying is, you don't know the rest of my body could be one big spot.
That's so gross to think about when I'm imagining it. All right, so the milk. So you do it for your bones.
Yeah, well, really I do it just, I do have time for breakfast, but I think it's quicker.
Oh, instead of a meal?
Yeah,
it's
I
a meal
have breakfast, replacement. I have a big glass of milk. I'm ready to fuck.
I can imagine. Tell you what, given you work out and you do this, how many grams in a pint of milk?
10.
Oh, that's about right.
10 Gs, baby.
Damn it. And what was the other thing? You only sleep to rain sounds.
I can only sleep if rain sounds.
Why?
Because it's just serenity. It's just pure bliss.
What do you do when you're on holiday?
I put it on my phone. I can play some right now. I don't know if it can't be copyrighted to nature, right?
Full fat milk, semi-skimmed?
Full fat. No, semi-skimmed.
These both could be... You got that very quickly. I feel like you didn't have to type that in. That was just already in the playlist.
I'm getting literally sleepy right now.
I think that the rain one is true. Even though I can imagine you doing the milk, I can't imagine you're a skipper breakfaster.
I don't think you should choose that.
Oh, I'm getting
actually,
gassed
no, you should
I?
Choose it. We'll wait till you say lock it in, but I think you should lock that in now then. God. Actually, no, don't.
Have you ever tried sleeping with anything else, like podcasts or?
Yeah, sometimes I'll put on a long video that's boring and I'll just sleep to that. But I don't like light, so.
It's just so, both of these are just so relatively normal that they could be true.
Yeah.
But I think the rain sounds is more natural and the way you got it up quickly, I'm locking in rain sounds is true.
Locking in rain sounds. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible.
Are you a milk enjoyer
off.
Though?
Yeah, I don't have a big glass of milk every morning, but I dabble in milk. I really do.
Nice. I used to do that at uni. We used to have a little tuck shop downstairs in the old Trevelyan College JCR. And I used to just go get a pint of milk for like 50p every night.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Why would that be bad?
The fact that you're at uni with friends and you're just off to get a pint of milk for 50p.
Well, not nights out. Well, not when we do nights out. Although we did mix vodka and milk one night.
White Russian.
Yeah. Yeah. White Russian.
That's what it's called.
That was cool.
That's what it's called.
Oh, it wasn't nice.
No, I don't like vodka and milk.
No. One of my friends started juicing, which is just squash, water, and vodka.
I thought you meant juicing. Was like, you did what? Juice?
Like squash, water, and vodka.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who did that. Yeah. He would turn up to a party with a backpack with squash and vodka.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he would just use people's water.
Yeah. So bizarre.
Yeah. Really odd.
Probably good for hydration, though.
Yeah. Although, I don't know. I hate vodka. It's just not.
Not a good one. Wait, what's your go-to drink?
Milk. Yeah. My go-to milk, I just beer, to be honest.
Beer,
just
man.
Beer, yeah.
Old-fashioned man. Moustaches, beers.
I'm like a typical man. Look at me. Look how I'm sat.
You are sat very manly.
Quite alpha male, I feel.
I'm a Southern Comfort lemonade kind of guy.
No, you're not.
I am.
That's why you're sat like that. That all makes sense.
Yeah,
now.
I feel like we're...
I like how you've chosen Southern Comfort as well. Most people say Jack Daniels because it's quite manly. It's got a man's name.
Yeah, but it tastes manly. And I don't like the taste of men.
You want comfort.
Yeah, I want comfort.
You want comfort.
I like the sweet spice of a good Southern Comfort.
That's a very... I don't think I know anyone who drinks that.
Have you tried it before?
No.
I'll get you one and it'll be a game changer.
Okay, I'll try it. I like Disaronno and Coke.
It's quite similar, to be fair.
Really?
It's got the sweet, like...
Yeah, I like a bit of... Yeah. I've got a sweet tooth. Have you got a sweet tooth?
Real big sweet tooth, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I can't help it.
They've replenished the bowl of sweets that we were chowing down on last week.
Oh, they did
I'm
replenish
ready to
that.
Go again, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I did wonder. I had one before we started filming, but it really fucked up my throat. I don't know why. Just weak. I'm just weak.
Yeah, are you one of those people that just gets taken out?
Yeah, if I eat something a little bit funny.
Last week it was a stone in your mouth.
Yes.
This week
it's a
sweet.
Let me make that clear, okay? The stone that was in my saliva gland is gone. It went the next day, so I didn't even need to bring it up. But it was making my ear red, so I felt like I had to do it. But to be honest, my ears go red anyway when I get a bit warm. And you'll notice that.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say when I lie or something. So when you put the glasses on, I could tell for the next round.
Uh-uh, these ears don't tell a damn thing.
In case anyone's wondering for me, I don't know if you can see the
they
bump. I think you can clock it when you turn. When I turn, it's slightly shadowy.
Show it.
I have like an old scar on my cheek just here that... basically was just a little bit dark, and I randomly just got it lasered yesterday for it to like fade a little bit.
A laser tag.
And then it turned into like this giant red swollen patch on my face, like three times the size. And I was like, brilliant. I kind of wanted it to go, and it actually takes a month to go. So if you're wondering, it's because I'm wearing a bit of concealer.
Yeah, you can't see it. It looks great.
Thanks.
And you've concealed it well.
Thanks, man.
Well done.
Appreciate it.
But guys, never conceal your imperfections.
Yeah, maybe I should have just owned it.
You should just own it.
Maybe that's a bit weak from me.
I wouldn't say weak. It's today's society makes you feel you need to cover up. Guys, don't cover up.
Yeah.
Well, cover up your body. I'm not saying walk around naked or anything. I'm just saying let your imperfect imperfections out.
They have started making makeup for men.
War paint.
Called war paint.
Yeah, I saw that.
It kind of, I feel like that defeats the point.
Don't sexify the makeup.
Yeah.
Doesn't need
that
to
whole
have
thing
a sex
should just
label
be like this is gender neutral makeup. Yep. Makeup could be worn by everyone.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine I'd ever wear like mascara and lips stuff like that. Lipstick.
I have put on like my girlfriend's done my makeup before because it's something they find interesting, and when they do the like eye thing, I freak out anyway. But after it's done, I've been a good little boy. It's finished. Once you wipe it off, you can't get it all off. I don't know if it's just me because I'm a puss and I can't rub really hard on my face. It starts to hurt, and then when you dry off, you get like Captain Jack Sparrow, you get a little bit of like a smokiness under the eyes, and I think I look sick with it.
Whoa.
And I so just wish I could just rock that every day.
That's quite emo boy coded. That's like, yeah. Who's that young blood?
He
does that, doesn't he? Did I say it wrong?
No, the way he was like, who's that young blood?
Who's that young blood?
He freaks me out because he spits all the time. You see him now?
Does he?
He spits all the time.
No.
Oh, he always spits.
Into people's mouths.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I have seen that. I thought you meant when he speaks.
No. Look, guys, I don't care if you spit when you speak.
Yeah.
Arthur does, but I don't care.
No, yeah, I'm a bit of a...
Arthur just like sprays you.
Chunks of food.
Never spat on me yet.
Yeah, not yet. We're about to go have lunch after this, and then we're coming back for another episode.
Yeah.
So maybe an episode four, I'll update you guys.
We get a chunk
so
of
now
food
you guys
on my
have
face.
To come back for episode four to find out if I spat back mid-meal.
What are you going to get for food? People are going to love to hear this.
Don't know. Burger and chips, probably.
Are we going? We're going
just a
food?
Pint because we'll do our first slightly drunk pod for episode four.
Okay. And when we say slightly,
because my
we're
topic,
not really.
You need to be a bit unhinged for, a bit loose.
Okay. I've got to drive home though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I have a glass of milk and that makes me feel.
I'll give you another sweet. You lost your mind when you had that one.
Oh, yeah. There's something in those. I think they're putting something in those. That's why. Because you saw I was fucked up. I'm still recovering. I thought we'd do some submissions as well.
Yay, submission love time. This.
So we are, I thought we could call ourselves Agony Uncles because it's like Agony Aunt.
Nice, I like
it. And we're
it.
Sort of helping people out. Cool. So Arthur hasn't seen these submissions.
No.
But I have.
Right.
I'm just gonna go it straight in.
And just quickly, you can submit them on the submissions form. Just find us on socials at Batch and Arthur, and the submissions there. And if you're a Patreon supporter, you get priority.
Yeah, you do. And Arthur loves you. Yeah. This one is from Sabrina.
Sabrina
the says,
"Teenage witch."
Yep. Oh, maybe it is. That makes more sense. So
it's fictional.
No, she's not. My ex-boyfriend of 2 years cheated on our anniversary with his best friend's girlfriend.
Oh my goodness.
However, he has all of my stuff and isn't giving it to me, but I've sent all of his stuff because I'm at uni. What should I do? And then in brackets, Arthur, I'm 20. I think that's just like a message like, oh, by the way, I'm fertile, you know. So one of those.
Why at me? Why is she telling me?
I think she's probably got a crush on you, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe she's announcing that she's single.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's really weird. Cheating on the anniversary is crazy. Yes. How do you even do that? You're not spending the anniversary together.
Yeah.
Probably how long distance because they're on at uni.
Even so, you'd probably meet up for your anniversary, wouldn't
you? You think.
And we don't know what anniversary they're talking about. Could be like one of those couples who celebrate 1 month.
Oh yeah. It could be a one month anniversary or it could be like 10 years.
Well, they said 2 years, boyfriend of 2 years.
Oh.
But I don't know if that's the two.
Oh, it's probably a 2 year anniversary then.
Maybe it is. But so he cheats on her with his best friend's girlfriend as well.
So he's lost a friend and a girlfriend at the same time.
Literally.
Oh dear.
And he's not giving her stuff back? Mm. What have you got? You got good stuff or something?
Yeah, what stuff are you leaving?
Yeah, we like stuff.
Yeah.
But she's basically looking for advice. And this is what I say. How to get it back? Leave it with us.
Oh my goodness, we could do a special episode like Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away, where we rock up at that person's house.
Oh, we should.
Just barge through the front door and just take all her stuff back.
That's going to be on Patreon.
Send us a massive list of everything you've left.
And the address of his place.
Spare no details and we'll go around, steal it. And for an extra price, maybe we should have an extra Patreon tier where like we'll burn his house down or something.
Arson, yeah.
Yeah.
We could do that.
I think we told someone to burn their house down last time for getting cheated on in episode two, maybe.
It's good advice. Plus, we'll get away with it because we are world famous influencers. Like Justin Bieber got away with loads of things.
Yeah.
We'll get away with it. We'll just get
bailed
out. That's
true. Didn't he pee in a bucket and throw it on someone?
Did he?
I think so, when he was a kid.
It's a good day to be someone.
Gross, man. By the way, I worry. I'm seeing all the YouTube terms and conditions in my head and being like, you can't. These are all jokes, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We don't mean anything that we say. We can say, disclaimer, we are professionals.
We are professional jokers.
Jokers, yeah.
These are all not intended to be seriously taken.
Yeah. Don't take them.
But go get your stuff back.
Well, no, don't get your stuff back because he might be dangerous now.
Get your biggest friend.
Yeah, I actually suggest if you have a father or an older brother or a strong sister, even.
Yeah.
Or your mother's strong.
Because women can be strong.
Yes. If your mum has strong muscles, childbearing hips sort of thing.
You laugh. That's a woman laughing.
Women can't laugh.
I said women can be strong and she giggled.
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
Bit women of internalized misogyny, I think.
Yeah. Go around, or if you know anyone or like a psychic or a witch or something like that, and you can do, or I don't know, a pastor.
What?
You can go around and just...
Oh, a pastor.
Yeah, and just curse the place.
Yeah.
Get someone else to do your dirty work or leave it with us.
Oh my goodness, yeah. You know in Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, where he goes to get the Ghost King to help him.
Can I be honest? I've never watched Lord of the Rings.
You're joking.
No. But the thing is, I would love it. I know I would.
Why have you never watched it?
Just haven't got around to it.
Oh, we should.
I've just been dilly-dallying all my life.
That's a great...
We should watch it. We'll watch it on Patreon.
Yeah. So much Patreon content coming, guys.
What are they called? Film marathon. Movie marathon.
Movie marathon.
Yeah. But carry on with the reference anyway. I won't get it, but...
Oh, yeah. He basically... They're about to have this massive war and the men are like, God, the orcs are going to outnumber us. We're going to lose this. And he goes deep into this mountain and calls upon a favor from this like ghost king and helps and gets this ghost army to come help him win this war. And they come in and just obviously just like slicing up the orcs and the orcs just do nothing. It's the most overpowered thing ever.
I think I've just had a nerdgasm. That is crazy.
It's pretty sick. It is pretty sick. So do that. If there are any ghosts that owe you favors, you know, if someone in your life that's died owing you a favor,
what?
See if you can speak to them in the spiritual realm, get them to do you a favor and pick up your stuff. Because then the boyfriend can't do anything because he's like swatting away, but it's a ghost and the sand would go through them. So they won't be in any danger. Do you know what I mean?
I know. Well, I know a guy who can get in touch with the spirit realm as
really?
Well. Just let me know. Yeah. He does it on trade basis. You got to trade him something, but he does it.
Let's bring him on the pod.
You've just got to bring him a goat and he'll do it.
What?
That's what he does.
Fascinating.
Yeah, pretty much. So we've really, all the advice we've got for you is go round. No, don't go round yourself. Send someone else. And us, leave it with us.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out.
But always act morally and within the law.
Yeah, to an extent.
Law doesn't apply to ghosts, as far as I'm aware.
True, it's a different realm.
Don't remember studying that in law.
They've got their own rules.
Yep.
They can't. You know.
They can't.
They can't.
What do you mean they can't?
They can't do that. This one is less, a lot of them are relationship based. This is not relationship based. I thought it was something a little new. Okay, we're giving someone advice on their future.
Whoa.
Do I go to uni, and they're anonymous, so I'm not going to say a name. Do I go to uni and chase the things I want to do or settle for safer options like some sort of apprenticeship?
Uni's not that much of a risk, I don't think.
I would agree.
Like, what's the safe option? Okay, apprentice. I guess you start making money straight away, which is quite good.
Yeah, I think maybe they're thinking, if I get an apprenticeship, I'll have a job at the end of it.
Yeah.
After you pass the course or whatever. Mm. Whereas uni, you're not like, you have to still get a job after uni.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other thing.
I feel like you're so young with the uni, like realistically, if you just delay your entire career by 3 years, like you're going to be working till, I mean, the retirement age is going to go up. You're probably going to be working till you're 75.
Yeah.
You're going to look back and be like, you're never going to sit there and be like, God, I really wasted those 3 years. When you're like 60, you'd be like, damn, I went to uni and had the time of my life.
Exactly. I recommend always do what you want if it's legal.
I would say definitely study something you're interested in, because otherwise 3 years of studying something you absolutely hate, waste of time.
Yeah.
But study something you're interested in, get some part-time work under the belt whilst you can. Summer holidays are really long. You can always do that kind of stuff. Get jobs in between. I was a food runner. Used to work at events catering.
Oh, I had a few friends who did that. That was a big thing.
It's such good fun.
Yeah.
It really is good fun.
Yeah. I think always chase your goals and ambitions. Yeah. Don't settle for it. You only get one life.
Yeah.
So who cares?
As long as you can financially afford it. But the student loan system, people do, it's not great, but it's really not that bad.
No,
like you have to be earning a good amount of money to start paying it back.
Yeah.
And the amount you pay back isn't that much. And eventually it just gets wiped.
Gets wiped anyway. I wouldn't worry about the loan. I would just, if you want to do something, do it. You're young. You live one life. Live it how you want to live it.
Go be studious.
Go be studious.
Yeah.
And mischievous there if you want to as well. Don't do that. That's okay, this one's longer and it's crazy.
Oh, goodness, okay.
It's the last one.
I'm locked in.
Again, this was anonymous and the names used are not real names.
Okay.
I have a really big family and a lot of aunties and uncles. We're agony uncles, so we can relate.
Yeah, you've just added two uncles to the team. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
Family's getting bigger. Woo!
Everyone hates this one family member as she's caused way too much drama in the family. Let's just say her name's Ellie. Her name's not Ellie. She's married to one of my uncles. Let's say his name's Carl. Great, crazy name to choose. I'm assuming Carl from Mr. Beast is where she got the...
Or Cole Anderson.
Carl.
Oh, Carl.
Carl, yeah. I think it is
you
Carl.
You definitely said Carl.
Carl.
Okay.
Run that back, put it in slow-mo. Carl. 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 Carl and Ellie were holding a party for Carl's birthday. So Carl's the uncle, right? Yeah. The whole family went. Nobody spoke to Ellie. We all just spoke to Carl. Long story short, as the night went on, everyone was drunk. My dad, let's say his name's John, was in the kitchen and was looking in the fridge. You could just say your dad.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
But no, sorry, I shouldn't say anything. He found a cake that Ellie, who is a cake maker, made for her mum's 70th birthday, which was the next day. In his drunken superior and also hatred for Ellie, he gets it out, unzips his jeans, getting his thing out, I think you know, and rubbed it all over the cake, leaving prints and everything. Leaving damn prints.
Oh my God.
The next morning, we got a call from Carl ranting about how Ellie has had a massive argument with him as she saw the cake and thinks he did something to it and is threatening him with a divorce. Carl doesn't know my dad, who is, of course, his brother, and neither does Ellie. I think they meant Carl doesn't know it's my dad who did it.
Yeah.
What should we do? Tell them, meaning they'll probably stop talking to us and we also just have to admit to being in the wrong, which is annoying as fuck. Or not tell them, meaning Ellie gets a divorce with Carl, which will benefit the whole family because we all hate the bitch. Help my dad out, please.
Oh my goodness. What absolutely insane drama.
I can't wrap my head around the fact that this has happened.
Leaving your dong prints on a 70-year-old's cake is crazy.
What do you mean leaving prints as well? What does that even mean?
He must have been hard.
No. But how would she know that's happened?
How would you stamp a print?
You weren't in the room when this was going down.
This is so bizarre. So it's not as if Ellie's going to be the only one eating the cake as well. It's the 70-year-old's cake and everyone's going to be eating that.
Yeah. And so his first thought to mess with her is, I'm going to rub my penis all over your 70-year-old mum's cake. I'm going to rub
the
it all over
euphemisms here as well.
Yeah,
crazy.
Which is crazy.
A 70-year-old's cake.
Does beg the question, what sort of cake it was? Was it ice? Did he have icing all over his dick?
Yeah, what?
Because I've got a sweet tooth. I'm just saying, if I had icing on my dick, Lord knows what would happen.
That is a crazy thing to say.
Yeah, I take that back. The penny just dropped. But
Can you?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Never tried it. Never will.
What's wrong with you?
Have you tried?
Everyone's tried.
No, surely?
I haven't got the flexibility.
But you've tried?
Yeah, just to see.
But you only tried once in your life, so how do you know if you still don't have the flexibility? Don't let anything hold you back.
True. Tune into episode 4 to see whether I'm flexible enough.
That'll be on Patreon. You'll be doing it with just one big blur, a ball in the floor as he tries it, butt naked.
Yeah.
And we all know what we're talking about here.
So what advice are we even giving?
I think you come clean. I don't think...
Do you think the dad did?
Oh, God. This is so fucked up.
This isn't the icing I remember putting on this cake. Dad's like, what?
This is so fucked up. You just know the shape of your dad's dick as well now.
Wait, when was this cake have cream filling? I don't remember this.
Oh, God. Oh, God, this is disgusting. Look, I don't know what to say. Just, your dad probably should say he did something. Don't say he put his dick on it, though.
But I kind of think they should just get rid of this lady.
I am a big believer in lying. And I think he should just say... Look, I went in the kitchen. I was going to be honest. I was a bit drunk. I went into the fridge looking for something. I stumbled. My dick accidentally came out of my pants, rubbed all over the cake.
Several times?
Did the worm and then went back in. No, it's just say he fell on it or something. But it wasn't Carl. Carl didn't do it.
Yeah.
Justice for Carl.
Blame the dog, maybe? Is there a dog?
I don't know if there's a dog.
And you can be like, it matches, look. Just
okay,
hold it up.
Yeah, and just show the dog's penis.
Yeah.
What if it's a female dog? Then you struggle a bit.
Screwed.
Yeah, I don't really know that. I think you've just got to either come clean or or lie.
You know how you we were saying anyway. We should do a bad advice episode? Yeah. This is a bad advice episode.
I think
episode.
Every episode's a bad advice yeah. episode.
Why is it so funny giving bad advice?
It's just funny. It's just funny.
I hope we never get anything serious.
Yeah, well, there are some serious ones, but I... try not to go for them because I know that you're better off finding advice elsewhere, to be honest.
Valid.
Maybe we'll do some of them soon, but
yeah,
I can't help you. Not really.
I reckon leave it up to the dad. He can either come clean or he can be like, let's get Ellie out of our house and life forever.
Yeah. It depends how bad Ellie is, I guess.
Also, getting a divorce over a few dick stamps on a cake.
Yeah.
Is it that big a deal?
Can you... I don't think my dick is heavy enough to leave a mark on a cake.
It's got to be hard, right? How else are you stamping? Well, you must wick it with some serious force.
Yeah. Or, no, he's not thumbing it on there, is he?
Maybe thumbs it on. There are a lot of opportunities. You can do a lot with it, really.
You wouldn't, if I tried, you wouldn't.
Women don't
know,
but there's a lot you can do with it.
Oh, God, that's so gross. I kind of picture the cleanup he had to deal with afterwards.
Yeah.
It feels really a lot of frosting. It's not going straight back in his pants, is it?
No, it's not. Did you ever see the story that was in the news? The guy put, you ever seen that like candy stuff that you put in your mouth and it crackles?
Yeah, popping
candy. He put it in his skin, closed it and forgot about it.
He put it in his foreskin.
Yeah, and ended up in hospital for it.
How the hell do you forget about it?
Well, it stops crackling after a certain amount of time.
Ooh, what? Actually, why did he do it anyway? What did it do to him?
I don't know. I think it just caused a bunch of damage.
I'm not surprised.
A lot of crashing, a lot of popping.
It's like, it's gunpowder.
Yeah.
It's actually,
it's like Rice Krispies on meth.
Yeah, it is. It does feel like you're having crystal meth.
Never tried it.
No, me neither, but I'd imagine that's what it's like.
Yeah, I'd imagine that was what the candy's
worse,
like.
It's probably worse, but I can't believe he did that.
I know.
You uncut or what?
Oh my goodness, moving swiftly onwards.
Anyway, okay, then that's the end of the submissions, but I've got a closing question for you. Round it off. And this will bring some sanity back. Let me take these off. This is more serious. Okay. Are you happy with where you are in life?
Good. What?
Good God, man.
Good God, man. Are you being serious?
Yeah, are you happy with where you are in life?
I can't think of anywhere I'd rather be than sitting on a podcast couch next to my boy Italian Batch.
Okay, so that's a good sign. So you are happy?
I think so.
You content or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm happy.
And would 10-year-old Arthur be happy with where you are now if you saw him?
YouTube and podcasting, all this stuff wasn't really a thing.
It's,
so he'd be like, what the
goal?
Hell are you guys doing?
Oh, so what did you want to do? When you were 10, what did you want?
To be a footballer for Man United.
Oh, really? Well, it's not over yet.
Be an astronaut. Or be... just a guy who does what Steve Irwin does, basically. Just goes and shows people cool animals. Oh, yeah. He could still be doing it up.
Or... no, there's no animals in heaven.
Well, that's technically there heaven is for that, Australians, is. Isn't it?
True, explain that. It's a different realm.
No, I mean, because Australia's on the other side of the world. So up for them is down for us.
But how do they... so this, if you're watching this from Australia, the video is probably upside down for you.
Yeah.
So you can turn it back round.
I think you get used to it because, you know, when you're a baby, they say that babies see things upside down and your brain eventually flips them around.
I saw something like that, yeah.
Because you can wear glasses that flip your vision upside down and eventually your brain just corrects it and you get used to it.
I think it's even now. It's happening right now. It's something like your, what's the eye thing called?
Retina?
Yeah. Iris? Like your retina takes it in flipped. But your brain flips it around and tells you what you're seeing.
So Australians see it the right way, up, naturally.
But?
Because they're seeing an upside down image of something upside down. People are going to think we're being serious here.
Yeah, like, they're going to think we're idiots. All the blood must rush to their head.
Episodes 1 and 2, we were talking about how much we love science and all this kind of stuff. And now we're talking about Australians seeing everything upside down.
Okay, but they do see the moon upside down relative to how we see it.
That is true. And also, if they were pointing towards heaven, it is that way.
Maybe heaven... is inwards.
Depends what scripture you follow.
Well, they do. They could. Maybe heaven is within. Yeah, I think it might be.
How profound. Who do we ask to find out?
My nana.
Maybe.
She'll know.
Yeah.
Or these guys behind the camera who know.
Or comment section. Let us know where you think heaven is.
Yeah. Well, where is it?
We're waiting. I think heaven is listening to the Batch and Arthur podcast.
Yeah, I think heaven is sat on his lap. You know what? Being sat on his lap.
I saw on TikTok the other day, some guy being like, hell is when you meet the person you could have become.
What?
So it's like not living
good
up to a potential.
Yeah, that's where I'm sort of getting at with these questions.
Yeah.
Like, do you want more or are you happy now?
There are so...
Because content can I'm kill happy. You, but can also let you live.
I think I've got a nice balance of like being happy where I am, working hard to make it better. You know?
Yeah.
That's we've got a lot to be grateful for in this life.
So true.
We've got a lot to look forward to. But also if it ended now, I'd be like, you know what? I spent the last few years having a great time.
Yeah. If it ended now, we'd be happy. If we died right now.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be happy. I'd be dead.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you believe in an afterlife or do you think that's it?
It's possible. I grew up believing in a greater meaning and stuff, but I'm quite a skeptic in general now. I tend to not believe in something unless there's sufficient evidence to warrant belief in it.
Yeah, I'm a bit the same.
Without that kind of stuff. But, you know, maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out.
I'd hope there's something, but I don't think there is. I think that's it. Nothing.
It'd be a topic for another time, but I'm not sure we're going to die.
Do you really think that? Because I really think that as well.
Yeah.
And anytime I say that to people, they're like, no, you're stupid. I don't think we'll die. Yeah. We're at the age now where we will never die.
Yeah, I think so. We'll only die of like stupid things like car crashes or war.
Things you can't help.
Or like a terrible disease
for
now. But like if we make it to 80, there's no way in that much time with how like quickly technology is whipping like that, how smart AI is getting, like a lot of AI is smarter than us now.
Yeah.
And it's going to build a smarter version of itself and just go like the opposite of off a cliff.
It's going to be crazy.
And they'll figure out how to cure everything. I saw a really cool TikTok the other day actually of a guy, and he basically, it was like a skit, but like it looked like something out of a Halo movie. You ever played Halo?
Yeah.
Like a game, for those of you who don't know, it's just like sci-fi, like very advanced.
Yeah.
And he's landing in a ship and he's talking to the camera and he's like, I bet you're wondering why I look like this. Mm. I'm back in a human body. And this is crazy, isn't it? That like something could happen to me. I could crash this and I could just die. Isn't that an amazing thought? And he's like speaking from the point of view from someone in society like 50 years on, where they've transferred our consciousness to some sort of, I don't know, maybe some system that can never collapse or...
Yeah, I really think we won't die.
But I can't imagine. I don't think we're going to age much as well.
No, because the thing is, aging doesn't even make sense anyway as a process.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real reason or benefit for humans to age.
No.
And so you can stop it. Well, they'll figure out how to stop it. Yeah. Once you stop aging, that's massive.
There's like a world aging convention where like all the top scientists come together.
Yeah.
And they just figure it out. Because realistically, the only reason we like age and die is because evolutionarily, evolution-wise, once you hit the point of like 25, you've passed sexual maturity. Most of our ancestors for however long have bred and, you know, produced offspring by then. So as long as we were able to live to like mid-20s, 30s, there's not enough pressure to be like, let's select for the dude who, you know, can't reproduce after age 80, but lives to 90. Mm. There's just no advantage for it.
No.
Whereas every single one of our cells like contains all the information you need to create a brand new baby one of us.
Yeah. That's what I want to start leaving my DNA in places. So if people, and I'm just going to leave a note that makes it seem like I'm really important. So people in future will want to bring me back if I did die. But I'll just straight up gaslight them on a note.
It's interesting, but then that's not technically you. Like it looks like you, it's got all this, but it's not your conscious experience.
Maybe my consciousness will find its way to that body.
Maybe if there's more to consciousness than...
Well, that's it. We don't... There could be more to consciousness.
Firing things in our brains.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd definitely like to do a big podcast on this because I love talking about it.
And speaking about it, I read the book. I can't remember what it's called, but it basically said by 2050, AI will be in control. And it could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. There's so much to talk about with AI.
AI and tech. Because obviously, I don't know if people know this, but when I was a lawyer in biotech.
Oh, wow.
So I was like doing work with like biotech companies that have all these sort of, and obviously they go through funding rounds much earlier than their products are released. Mm. So
you know things that me and the general population don't know. And we can't know.
I spoke about this on the Fellas podcast and everyone was like,
the clip,
and everyone was like, if you die, because I think they asked me whether there was a cure for cancer.
Oh really?
And everyone was like, if Arthur dies, we'll know why.
Oh, damn. You reveal the truth.
Yeah.
He knows.
But we'll talk about it on another episode because we could just dive into that for ages, I feel.
Yeah. We can have a whole special dedicated to death.
Living forever.
Yeah.
Life.
Immortality.
AI.
Immortality.
Technology.
And on that note, I think we let this episode die.
Yeah. God. Deep.
Yeah.
But true. Deep.
Thank you guys for watching. You know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate us 5 stars on everything. I don't really know how any of it works, to be honest. I'm just saying stuff. Subscribe to the Patreon. Is it a subscription? Is that how you say it?
What do
you say?
So.
Follow it.
Subscribe.
You either follow or subscribe to most things, or you like.
Just do all the things, please.
Engage.
Be so nice of you.
As much as possible. And comment and make clips of us and spread them throughout the internet.
Yeah. With the coin train game.
Yeah. And if you tag us, we'll find it. We'll find it. We'll comment. We'll say, yo, love this clip.
We're chronically online. So we look at everything we're ever tagged in ever.
Yeah. All the edits, everything.
Yeah.
We see it all.
But most of all, thank you for watching.
Yeah. Thank you. So, and sorry.